At Kroger, shopping with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, deals, and rewards on the same high-quality items. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
The Leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The Newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The self-signal Storm Podcast.
I think I've discovered why I am not a politician. I think I've discovered why I've, even though I'm going to be honest, I have toyed with the idea of running for a political office off and on over the last couple of decades. But there's a reason why, and I think maybe it was God telling me, you know, you shouldn't be doing this because you are incompatible with what it takes to be in American politics. Donald Trump is discovering that he is incompatible, even though he reached the pinnacle of American politics, that you get there and you have this crazy idea that you're supposed to keep your promises and you're supposed to defend the constituents who sent you there. And I get it's just not how it's done. So I think that maybe God said, this is just not for you, Chris. This is not for you. You need to be in an area where you are untethered to political considerations. You need to be in an arena where you are unencumbered, where you can call out, regardless of their political parties, those individuals who don't live up to their obligations. Don't live up to what is required for those who are in service, in particular in the government, to we, the people of the United States. So I take politicians who are betrayers of the Constitution very seriously. And I'm not ashamed to admit to any of you, I was naive for a good many years. Maybe I've referenced this in the podcast. I know I've done it on the radio show. I have a piece of art that is sitting in my studio, and it's framed. It is a picture by that artist, I believe it's McNaughton or Naughton. I can never remember his full name. I just know his stuff. And perhaps you guys have seen both the Democrat and Republican versions of this. I have the Republican version, and it's a bunch of former Republican presidents sitting around a table playing poker. You got Reagan, you've got Bush, both Bushes, actually, the founder of the Republican Party, Abraham Lincoln, and Roosevelt's there, Nixon and Ford. So I keep this in my office because at one point I looked at the Republican Party and I said, that's the solution. The problems in our society, the degradation of our society, the irresponsible behavior of government can be traced back to the Democrat Party. And the Republican Party is the solution, I once thought. It was all a game. It was all sophistry. It was all BS. The two-party system is a pretend construct to make Americans believe that there's actually any sort of debate going on up on Capitol Hill. Now, don't get me wrong. There are individuals up there who believe in opposing socialism. But that's not the definition of the Republican Party. There are individuals up on Capitol Hill who call themselves Republicans who believe in opposing complete government control over our lives. That is not the Republican Party. That is the conservatives inside of the Republican Party. And I'm sad to say that those Republicans who are of like mind with Democrats, nearly universally all Democrats, on massive government, massive irresponsible spending, now run the Republican Party. It has become a, for lack of a better descriptor, and I know it's rather cliche, but it's the uniparty. It is the uniparty. There's not a tinker's damn bit of difference between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Toomer. Not a tinker's damn bit of difference between Paul Ryan, when he was in the Speaker's office, and Nancy Pelosi. The vast majority of Republicans in leadership, in particular in the Senate, these individuals, like John Cornyn, betrayers. They campaign as conservatives, but they're big government Republicans who get up every single day and try to find a butt cheek of the nearest socialist, Marxist, Democrat to kiss, whether they be inside of the legislature or inside of the biased press. And I take these people very seriously, and they offend me. I know what to expect from Democrats, by and large. And as a matter of fact, I'm pleasantly surprised when I find a left-winger like Bill Maher, or a left-winger like the mayor of Dallas, or a left-winger like Henry Cuellar, who actually says, hey, you know, I may be left-leaning, but I still believe in the Constitution. I still believe in our rights. I still believe in a free people. I still believe in capitalism. Rare as that is, I'm always pleasantly surprised to find that on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, I'm finding that those who believe in that on the Republican side are just as rare. I'm talking about the Jim Jordans of the world, the Ted Cruzes of the world, the Josh Hawleys. These guys are the ones who are not only, they believe, they have a core fundamental belief in American exceptionalism and the Constitution of the United States. They implement it. Where is this? I just saw this. The pro-illegal immigration Wall Street Journal writing up a fundraiser for Chip Roy, a conservative Texan who actually has to carry the name Republican because there's no other banner to run under if you happen to be a conservative. And he's talking about the debt ceiling deal. And here's one of the quotes. And this is why I love Chip Roy. Quote, if these sons of bitches want to try to end run us, game on, Roy said. What was he making reference to? To the debt ceiling debate. That raising the debt ceiling. The Republicans, at least, sorry, the conservatives have said, oh no, there will be no clean debt ceiling increase. You are not going to continue this government on a trajectory of irresponsible spending. Why? Because it's going to run this country into the dirt. Let me just read the first stanza or two from the pro-illegal immigration Wall Street Journal. Kerrville, Texas, Representative Chip Roy is preparing for battle. The first fight's just begun. The speaker's fight was a preview, he said at a fundraiser this past week for the Kerr County Republicans. Of his time in Washington, he said, I'm not there to get second place. I'm there to win. Do you know how rare that sentiment is among Republicans? Do you know how rare? I mean, you have a handful of those who go, I was sent here. And this is, I think this is the bottom line. This is why Senator John Cornyn is dead to me. This is why those 17 other Republicans who voted for the omnibus bill are dead to me. This is why I believe those kind of Republicans are as useful as boobies on a bull. And here's why. I, as a conservative, you as a conservative, you as a Republican, you hire Republicans into office to defend you from socialist Marxist Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, anti-American freak shows. You hire them to protect you. And when they don't, when they side up with these leftists to betray you, they betray a trust that you imbued in them, that you put the life of your family, the life of your future in their hands. And sad milquetoast, if I can borrow a phrase from Chip Roy, sons of bitches. These individuals betray that trust. Republicans were hired to defend us from Marxists and socialists, and their inability to recognize the nature of the enemy we face. Yes, Joe Biden's words. He called us enemies because we wanted free and fair elections. We wanted elections that were not tainted by stuffed ballot boxes and low signature verifications and malfunctioning printers. We want that, and he calls us an enemy. So I am willing to believe him. And you get John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell and the rest of them up in Capitol Hill saying, hey, first opportunity I get, I want to stab my voters in the back and kiss the lily-white asses of the first Democrat I can find. No. No. That's why I take the Texas House so seriously. The Texas House, as we watch and we sit there, because we know it's possible for a legislative body to work. Why? Because we see the Senate working. They're cranking out conservative after conservative after conservative measure designed to better our lives. And what is the House doing? Focusing on tampons and honey labeling. And I'm talking about the actual food product, honey. That's their priority, because what the House is doing, we've got to run out the clock. We need to work, as Matt Rinaldi has told me on several occasions, the majority of the House so-called Republicans, the non-conservatives in the Republican Party, have such disdain for their own voters. They get up there and say, okay, how do we use the mechanisms of government to basically stop and thwart the will of the people who sent them there? And it's, folks, I am so sick and tired of this. And then they think they're getting away with something, running out the clock so they don't have to address the good pro-Texan, pro-American legislation that's coming out of the Senate. And I am tired of standing on this. Well, if I can agree with a Republican 80% of the time, I mean, that's an ally. Hell, folks, John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, and the House Republicans in the Texas State House, I can't find stuff I agree with on them 50% of the time. Leftists in the People's Republic of California, they vote to let children have life-threatening, life-altering transition surgeries under the radar, against their parents' wishes or without their parents' knowledge. And then you've got Republicans, so-called Republicans, in the Texas State House stroking their chins going, gee, how can we accommodate that? How can we find middle ground with that? When it should be opposed, when any common sense individual says any government that works to undermine the power and authority of parents over their children is an enemy of those parents, is an enemy of we the people. You've got leftists like Charlie Guerin voting to strip away school choice, to undermine parental rights in the state of Texas, and he dares to call himself a Republican. He's one of the biggest betrayers of Texas parents in existence. He and four other Republicans who sided with socialists. I anticipate this stuff from socialists, from Democrats. When Republicans do it, when Republicans sign on to dig that dagger into the backs of our people, I'm tired of electing these kinds of people. I don't think we ought to be accommodating them any longer. One last thing. From the Pew Research Center, public trust in government from 1958 to 2022. You look at it right now, and we are near historic lows under Beijing Biden and under these milquetoast John Cornyn type Republicans, under these milquetoast betrayers like Charlie Guerin. The confidence in government, they earned that. Why? Because they betrayed us. They betrayed us to pad their own pockets. They betrayed our children and our children's future to ingratiate themselves to themselves. I despise the Uniparty because it's the illusion of debate. I despise the Uniparty because these people, under the cloak of bipartisanship, have set this country and set this state on a course to collude against the people they allegedly represent. I've been fond of founding an America First constitutional party. And a lot of people say, well, Chris, if you create a third party, then basically what you're going to have is splitting the conservative vote and the Democrats will win in perpetuity. Folks, we don't have a two-party system right now. We have a one-party system. I am advocating making a second political party, one that has We the People as its primary focus, not special interest groups, not legislators who get the job and say, gee, time to pad my pockets at the expense of those who send me here. I elect politicians to defend me from socialists, from Marxists, from communists. And if they don't do that, they're worthless. As worthless as Mitch McConnell, as worthless as John Cornyn, as worthless as Charlie Guerin. And it's high time conservatives and the rest of you folks out there who call yourselves lovers of the Constitution, lovers of freedom and prosperity, it's time you recognize that. Coming up next, our guest, Sean Spicer, former press secretary for President Donald J. Trump, on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
The French. Oh, the French. One meeting with Xi Jinping. And now the French are saying they're going to block ammunition going to Ukraine. Hey, the new leader of the world says we shouldn't be financing against them. We should be working with communist China, the French says. We should be abandoning the U.S., the French says. Oh, my gosh. And now they're going after Mitch McConnell's sacred cow. They're going after the establishment's sacred cow, Ukraine. No more defending Ukraine from the European Union. Absolutely a joke. What a world of chaos we are in, absent American leadership. Sean Spicer, he's the former press secretary under President Trump. He wears our nation's uniform in the reserves. Since he served under President Trump, he's been a political commentator on various networks, most recently wrapping up a stint on Newsmax with a highly successful show, Spicer & Company. Mr. Spicer, my friend, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Chris. Thank you.
Well, you know what? First off, I got to let the folks know, last time Sean was out in Texas, he and I went shooting. We had a great time, and I'm so proud that we've developed our friendship over these years since you and I have been on Newsmax. And I want to figure out what you're doing with this point forward professionally. But let's talk about some of the news of the day before we get there. And any comment on France, our America's oldest ally, obeying Xi Jinping and standing in the way of ammunition going to fund Ukraine's fight against Mother Russia?
Well, look, I think all this comes back to Afghanistan at the beginning of this administration. We exhibited tremendous weakness. We showed people we didn't stand by our allies. We didn't communicate well. We didn't stand by our own military and our own commitments. And since that time, this feckless foreign policy has just allowed other countries, allies that we've had for centuries, frankly, recognize that it's not necessarily in their interest to align with the U.S. anymore. Sometimes that they're looking out for themselves first and foremost, and that they're willing to turn their back on even something that they had been committed to, as in the case here. So I think this all comes back to the lack of leadership that's exhibited from the United States, something that Biden himself claimed that he would be bringing into office and restoring. And if you think about it, despite all of the way that the media rallies around him, I mean, everything that in a foreign policy sense, whether it's China, North Korea, Iran, and I'm just thinking, I mean, you can keep going probably, has sort of turned worse. We are less safe as a country. We are less secure. We have less control of our own borders than we did just over 2 years ago. And that all comes back to the lack of leadership.
Yep. I'm with you, man. And you know what? If you put it this way, the same people in the Bud Light marketing department who went with the Dylan Mulvaney campaign, they're the same kind of people that run the Biden regime. And who wants to partner with a bunch of unserious people like that? Would you, if you were France, would you bank your nation's security on a bunch of dim bulbs in the Biden regime? Not only no, but hell no. So
But it also comes back to the fact that they know that the Biden administration has shown that it's not going to stand by you regardless of the commitment that it gives.
Yeah.
Right. So what happens is a lot of these guys are left wondering, even if we stick by the United States right now in terms of the commitments that we've made, are they going to have our backs? And what we've seen now with this administration is that we're not, right? And I mean, think about Ukraine. Even no matter where you sit on the spectrum of supporting Ukraine or not, the bottom line is this, is that we have been helping from behind, right? So we don't get them what they need to win. We get them, their stated U.S. policy is to help them win, right? And obviously that would mean pushing out Russia, reclaiming their territory. And yet we're not giving them the resources and the tools they need. We're doing enough just to say that we're checking a box, basically. And the point is that if you're the Biden administration, you want to be able to say, see, we're helping them, but we're not helping them enough to actually win, which is the goal that we will then publicly say that we're holding. So it's sort of, to me, like, why are we sending all this money if we're only doing it in enough ways to check boxes, not to help?
Well, yeah, and again, it's putting feckless people who don't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground in charge. And everybody around the globe sees it. Say what you want to about communist China, right? They're evil. They're a slave state. They're racists. They're genocidal racists. But at least their government plays to win. You can't say that about America anymore. Let me bring things back home, Sean. Alvin Bragg, the George yep. Soros-funded deviant in New York, is now, and this man just suing everybody, all of his political opponents. Jim Jordan wants to hold him accountable to see what kind of federal money he's using to go after President Trump in this suit. I think we can classify it fairly as saying this lawsuit is made up of expired misdemeanors, unicorn poop, and fairy dust. And so now Jordan wants to figure out how much federal money is being used. And so Bragg is suing him to prevent transparency. You can't make this stuff up.
No, I mean, here's the one thing that I will say, though. I agree with your assessment of the Bragg case. I mean, this is an absolute joke. And I remember, in 2016 when people were going after President Trump saying, there are rumors that you might go after Hillary Clinton. How dare you weaponize the judicial system to go after your political enemies? And yet here we are, literally abusing the judicial system. And every guest that I've had that I've talked to on either publicly or privately, no matter where they are on the spectrum, I say, explain this to me. I'm not a lawyer. I don't get this. The statute of limitations is a misdemeanor, 2 years. So that would mean 2 years from 2016, 2018, therefore it's expired. And I say, well, Bragg made it a felony under this, as you put, he sprinkled fairy dust and made it a felony. Okay, fine, fair enough. I'm not a lawyer, but I'll just give you that. 5 years is the statute of limitations for a felony, even a Class E felony, which is what this has been cooked up. Even in that case, 5 plus 2016 is 2021. We're still well past that statute of limitations. I keep asking this over and over again. Why is no one, I mean, this should be a no-brainer. We have a judicial system that says in New York, no matter what felony it is, if you don't bring the charge within 5 years, that's the statute of limitations. We're well past it. Why are we even having this discussion? I don't understand this from AK. Like, regardless of how ridiculous the charge is, which it is, that we are having a discussion about bringing charges, because if for all the people who talk about rule of law and no one being above the law, well, here you are. There is a law that says if you're going to bring a misdemeanor, it's 2 years, a felony, it's five. We're well past that. Why is no one saying, wait a second, Mr. Bragg, that's the first bar that you have to tell us how you're going to clear?
Right.
Regardless of all the other nonsense. But to me, this is just because people want to get Trump. They're willing to overlook anything and allow the weaponization of our judicial system.
I have an answer to your question why this is happening, but I want to set up that answer to it with another question, another issue that we're facing. By the way, Sean Spicer is our guest right now, former press secretary under President Trump, and a man of knowledge of many things, including the United States military, which he serves, and also political things. As you may or may not know, there's an investigation that has revealed that not only was Joe Biden not surprised by the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the unprecedented raid at Mar-a-Lago, it turns out that Joe Biden and his White House actually coordinated it. So they colluded with the FBI to institute the raid, and undercover our documents have revealed that truth. So here you have Joe Biden being able to weaponize, and I talked to a couple of legal experts yesterday, Sean, who basically said what Joe Biden has done here is impeachable. However, it's not going to go anywhere, and this is an answer to your broader question. I want you to chew on this and tell me what you think. The reason why Alvin Bragg can do what he's doing, the reason why Joe Biden can do what he's doing, the reason why Democrats can basically bring back insurrectionists in their own party in the Tennessee legislature is because Republicans are weak, feckless, and allowing them to do it unchallenged. Am I wrong?
No, I think in a lot of cases, you're right. I mean, I've been arguing this for at least 2 years now, if not longer. But like at some point, we constantly on the right say, you know what, we'll be better than them. We don't want to act like them. And at some point, it's like, great, you're just going to continue to get steamrolled because this is what's happening. We sit back and allow them to weaponize the political system after they accused us of doing it. We did nothing to deserve that moniker over and over again. I mean, the idea that Hunter Biden's laptop was suppressed is a story. Then when we got the information and corroborated it, there's still no serious investigation into not just the links to him. He's a private citizen. I can give him a pass. But there's all these connections to Joe Biden. And yet because everybody thinks Joe's this nice guy, well, we're just going to give him a pass. It blows my mind. But Republicans have got to start getting their head out of their butt and waking up and realizing that this fight has come to us. We can either stop playing like we're at a country club, or we can play in the streets like they do.
Well, amen to that. And I think the Republican Party has to divorce itself from guys like Mitch McConnell, from guys like John Cornyn, who want to plant their lips on the nearest left-winger's butt cheek at the nearest opportunity, instead of standing up for something that you and I would call values, American values, constitutional values, and conservative values. And that's my last question, Sean. I'm sure you've
Look, I think we have to know how to fight and also know how to declare victory. Like, there's a lot of things we won on Roe v. Wade. We continue to, and for those of us who believe in the sanctity of life, it's like Republicans, same thing. We won the battle, and now they want to sit around, and Democrats are maligning this, I believe that abortion is the civil rights of our time. We are allowing the unborn lives of human beings, of American citizens, to just be perished, and no one's standing up and fighting for them. Republicans have got to get up and start recognizing the fight is here and that you can't put your head in the sand. And so I think that there are few people that are willing to get up there and take that fight. President Trump showed that if you fight and you're willing to take it on, you can win. The rest of these guys are so scared about how many events and parties are going to be invited to and whether or not they're going to go to the White House Correspondents Association. And I'm not kidding. You ask these guys.
I know you're not. Chris, that's what's so funny.
The thing is that they go, well, if I say anything, I won't get invited to whatever. And it's like, grow up. If this is what you think, fight for your country for once. Fight for what's right. Fight for the values that are important in society, not just even beyond the borders of our country. Fight for what's right. And stop worrying about how many invitations you're going to get to the White House Correspondents Association. It's not worth it. This is their issue. If we sit back, this is what they want. They want to cancel us. They want to censor us. They don't want our voices heard. And there's a reason for it. And so if you're not willing to get up and fight, I'm so tired of people that I meet tell me that, like, look, hey, I totally agree with you, but I'm afraid of speaking up. Or,
yeah.
Hey, I think you went too far on this, but guess what? My kid's getting, you know, raked over the coals in their school to admit how many pronouns they have. Well, look, here's the deal, parents. If we don't get out there, stand up and fight, then they're going to win. And I will say this on the flip side. I am so proud of so many people who have said that they're going to put their name on a ballot or they're attending a PTA meeting or something to speak out, because more people than ever are willing to do that. But at the same time, if all of us don't do it, then we're all going to be, you know, speaking Mandarin with pronouns.
Okay, yeah, exactly, our Mandarin pronouns. And my message to Republicans is clear, and I think every conservative I'll be sending this message, every Republican voter, independent voter, if Republicans refuse to defend us from harm from Democrats, you're no good to anyone. You're no good. You're worthless. So either resign or we're going to work hard to remove you. And yes, I'm looking at you, John Cornyn. Yes, I'm looking at you in the Texas House. Yes, I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell. A last thing I have for you, Sean, because you mentioned abortion. look, totalitarian communist regimes attack religion because it is a source of strength, it is a source of propriety, and it is part of the Judeo-Christian ethic that insists that government serve the people and not the other way around. And now, I would say that this kind of thing was happening in Xi Jinping's China, but it's happening in America. Walter Reed Medical Center, which I know you know very well, Walter Reed Medical Center banned Catholic friars during Holy Week from ministering to those convalescing in Walter Reed. And of course, Joe Biden, the fake Catholic, doesn't want to address it. And then Christopher Wray's FBI, it has been revealed, put agents, had one agent undercover inside the Catholic Church with plans to do more to subvert the church from within. This is the federal government declaring war on faith, and I think it's unacceptable. What say you?
I think you're absolutely right. It goes further than that. There's an agency or a new, what's it called, the Global Information something or other out of the State Department that is helping give ratings to websites and news organizations, whether it's your radio show or television show. And it's helped funded by the State Department that is effectively calling out anyone on the conservative right who dares to talk by putting labels on them. And so what's happening is this has gotten to the point where now it's government funded, which is wrong on so many levels. But this is how far we've come.
Well, I'm right there with you, pal. And I don't want to fund my own opposition, which is what this is how Democrats survive. Again, thank you, Republicans, for surrendering our money to placate your Democrat friends. So, Sean Spicer, since your stint with Newsmax and Spicer and Company has come to an end, a lot of folks are out there wondering, what is next for you? What are your plans? Tell us.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that anybody who's interested can go to my YouTube page. It's YouTube/ Sean M. Spicer. I'm also on Rumble, so I know people are, but it's a question of, doesn't really matter. Either platform works. So if you're a Rumble person, go to Rumble. If you're a YouTube person, go to YouTube. But basically, I'm going to just be pushing out additional content. I'm working on some new projects right now to bring people the same kind of like interviews and information. Look, I've done two presidential cycles. I was obviously with Trump during the campaign in 2016 in the White House with him. I have an unbelievably unique perch from which to view this cycle, and I wanted to be able to do it in a way that I felt comfortable with and that I knew that would be in sort of keeping with what I wanted to get out there and how I wanted to do it. So I'm going to start to push out content, in the next several weeks, and I'm working with a team that's going to bring it to people in a different way. And I think that's the thing, is that recognizing where the world is and how we are able to do things these days versus what we've been able to do in the past, meaning it's not all linear. It's not just turning on a television or an FM radio. It's about bringing people content where they are at a time and choosing of their place, meaning that, you know, you can get stuff on your phone now. Yeah. So I'm working with a team that I think is going to bring some pretty exciting stuff out there. If people are interested in subscribing, as I said, you go to my website, SeanSpicer.com. It's got all that, and then all the links are there, but it's going to go on Rumble, Truth, YouTube, all the different stuff. And there's a video that I put out on both Rumble and YouTube that explains what the, you know, where I'm heading and why. And I appreciate people taking a look.
Well, when this all takes shape, of course, you're welcome to come back on. And hopefully you're going to be a regular feature here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. We can rap about issues of the day. But the real important thing is the next time you're in Texas, we got to hit the range again, man. All right. And
I got to keep up with you. That's the problem. My shot is not as strong, as short as yours, so I'll have to practice a little bit more first.
Sean Spicer, everybody, serves the country in uniform, and as you can hear, he's got big plans moving forward, and of course, he'll reveal those plans on his YouTube channel and praise God here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. That's going to do it, everybody, for this edition of the aforementioned podcast. Visit a couple of websites for me, if you please. TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. Big news. You want to see how much great work the Senate is doing? Go to TexasScorecard.com. If you want to see how much work that the House is sitting on their butts and not doing, go to TexasScorecard.com, and then you will see exactly who's doing the work and who's sitting on their behind trying to run out the clock on good conservative pro-Texan and legislation. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you go to ChrisSalcedo.com, you'll be able to find the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast with TNT Radio worldwide, and also our presence on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock till 5 Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.